Governor Abbott marks historic opening of Bob's House of Hope. Texas border business. Justin, Texas, Governor Abbott attended the grand opening of Bob's House of Hope and toured the nation's first safe house exclusively for male survivors of human trafficking. Texas leads America in combating human trafficking and child sex trafficking, said Governor Abbott. Ranch Hands Rescue and Bob's House of Hope provide a beacon of hope for victims in need, creating a model of care that truly can be replicated across the entire country. Together, we will remove traffickers from our streets and provide every brave young survivor the hope they need to reclaim their future. During his remarks, Governor Abbott highlighted Texas's aggressive efforts to combat human trafficking and strengthen protections for survivors. The governor pointed to recent laws he signed that raised the penalty for all human trafficking offenses to a first-degree felony, eliminated parole for traffickers who target children or disabled individuals, and expand tools for law enforcement and prosecutors. These measures ensure traffickers face tougher consequences while survivors receive the protection and support they deserve. The governor was joined by First Lady Cecilia Abbott, founder and CEO of Bob's House of Hope and Ranch Hand Rescue Bob Williams, Congressman Brandon Gill, Senator Tan Parker, State Representative Ben Bumgarner, Representative Mitch Little, Representative Richard Hayes, Representative Andy Hopper, Denton County Judge Andy Eads, Denton County Sheriff Tracy Murfree, Tarrant County Sheriff Bill Wayborn, COO of Bob's House of Hope Landon Dickison, CEO of Journey to Dream Nessa Grider, former Secretary of State Jane Nelson, and other anti-human trafficking advocates. Bob's House of Hope provides a secure residential environment, trauma-informed care, and support services tailored to adult male survivors. The facility fills a critical gap in the national response to commercial sexual exploitation and strengthens Texas's efforts to protect victims and hold traffickers accountable.